he's going to bring a bright offensive mind, a guy who has a lot of ideas and a lot of ways to get receivers open despite limited talent. The Redskins, outside of Pierre Garçon, really haven't had much to work with the last 4 years, but guys always seem to be getting open just with the route trees and the concepts that he has. His offenses, even when Rex Grossman was in there at quarterback, moved the ball. You know, they've had some issues in the red zone and things like that, but he knows how to get a lot out of an offense and you know, set those guys up for success.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Kyle Shanahan, we just heard from Mike Jones, who joined us yesterday here on the show from the Washington Post, talking about Shanahan, who spent 4 years as the offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins with his father. But before that, two seasons prior, he was with the Houston Texans in 2008. And 2009. And I kind of went through in preparation for today's show and just kind of talking about Kyle Shanahan, basically each of those six seasons, and looked at what I thought were some key numbers. And then later in the show, we can break down what it's going to mean for quarterbacks, wide receivers, especially number one wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. But we'll kind of start with an overall view here, Notorious, of what he was able to do. And again, his quarterbacks for the 2 years in Houston were Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfels. Not exactly guys who are you think of as the creme de la creme, but in 2009, he did guide the number one passing offense in the NFL with Matt Schaub averaging 300 yards per game. Schaub almost threw for 4,800 yards that season. So when we look at it, he was very effective in many facets. And what I like about it is that he was clearly adaptable. So we'll start 2008 with the Houston Texans. 17th in the NFL, 22.9 points per game. Third, 382 total yards. Third at 6 yards per play. Fourth in passing at 280 yards a game. Second at 8.1 yards per attempt. So very, very good there. Decent running, 13th in the league, 115.4, 4.3 yards per carry, which was 10th, and 10th on third down percentage, 42%. Now, it was interesting to me that Mike Jones talked about the struggles in the red zone. And if you were to look at Kyle Shanahan, that is where it shows up. Even in this great season, they were 29th in the red zone with a touchdown percentage of 14.7%. So that's all the snaps in the red zone. What percentage of those snaps resulted in touchdowns? 29th in the league. DVOA, they ranked 13th at 6.2%, and they improved as the year went on in their DVOA. So that first season, to me, was kind of a very good year for him. He's had three what I would call great years, 3 years where his team ranked in the top five in total offense. Both two of them happened in Houston, only one in Washington. I'm sure you could guess that was 2012 with RG3. But pretty consistent, Vic, as we look at it, and I'll just, you know, we went through the 1 year. Now you know the categories. I'm not going to go year by year.
Sure.
But when you look at him, here's where he goes. Points per game, he's been in the top 10 twice, top half of the league three times, bottom in the 20 or above three times, three of those four, obviously, with the Washington Redskins. Total yards per game, four times as an offensive coordinator, he has been in the top 10, three times in the top five. He is ranked 18th and 16th the other two seasons. So never worse than 18th, top half of the league, 5 out of 6 years, top 10, 4 out of 6, top five, three out of six. Yards per play, again, he's been first, third, 14th, 17th, and 15th. So again, very, very good there. Passing offense, three times in the top 10 in the NFL. Passing yards per attempt, he's had a first, a second, and a fifth in that category. Sacks have not been great. Rush yards per game, not great early, but listen to this. Last 2 years, they are number one and number five in the NFL. And when we go into the quarterbacks, we'll see for a guy who they say has one system, you're talking about a guy who was top five in pass attempts every year who dropped down significantly with RG3. He knows how to get good yards per carry out of his running backs. He's been in the top three each of the last 2 years, top 10 three times out of 6 years. Third down percentage, solid, not spectacular. Never better than 10th. We talked about that. 11th, though, 14th, 10th, and 15th. So four times, top half of the league. One time, very bad, 2010 with Donovan McNabb in Washington. Red zone touchdown percentage has been better the last 2 years. Have been his two best, 23.3% in 2012, which was sixth. 20.5% last year, 18th. He'd also had a finish of 11th in Houston earlier. And DVOA, he has three times been in the top 13, twice in the top 10. had two bad years. But what I liked is they do a weighted DVOA, which talks about how that defense-adjusted value over average improves over the season. He's improved 4 out of his 6 years.
This is Pro Football Focus.
No, this is all. No, these are real stats. These are real stats. Me going in. Okay. DVOA comes from Football Outsiders. Everything else,
that's what I thought.
I compiled on my own.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, so Football Outsiders, I remember
for
that
DVOA.
Term.
Yep.
And it's you paint and it's an encouraging picture.
It is.
That the numbers paint. Here's what the numbers don't talk about, and this is what we got to see.
Yep.
Who does he have to work with? And ultimately, we have no clue. If this were, you know, let's just use what the Browns have had in the most recent season, 3 different quarterbacks in starting 6 different games. And the train wreck that became, a very competent, outstanding offensive coordinator named North Turner, I think squeezed about as much as he could out of those quarterbacks. I don't have a scintilla of belief that Kyle Shanahan or most anyone else comes in here with a magic wand that's better than what North Turner had to get more out of those guys. I think what he's done, and you've made some of the cases that, especially in Houston, when Schaub was... Schaub proved to be a pretty damn prolific passer.
Certainly
But when you look at Sage Rosenfels, yeah, you're looking at a guy, except a very bright guy, extremely smart, and he got by as much on intelligence and savvy as anything else, and he had that. So we don't know what he'll have to work with here, but we do know that it takes a lot to make this thing kind of run. And, you know, we know Josh Gordon is a great player. We believe that with Jordan Cameron, you're going to have something that you can utilize and make hay with. But overall, what's the state of the offensive line? What's the state of the conversion to working with the zone run game? Now, in talking with scouts around the league, they actually like to scout for this particular offense because you don't necessarily have to get very big guys to run it. Offensive linemen I'm talking about. They have to be able to move,
yep.
And then backs have to have that one cut sense and that zone read sense. They have to be able to instinctively respond when they see those gaps and those creases and seams open up when you're basically doing a sideways movement of your running game, of your offensive line. And cut blocking. You want defensive ends who play against cut blocking, zone blocking teams hate it because their legs are always exposed and always vulnerable to hits. There's a lot of low hits, a lot of roll blocking that linemen do because they're not the biggest guys. They're not going to win physical battles one-on-one. They're going to try to win those outside battles. It presents some challenges in short yardage and in goal line situations where you better be proficient throwing the football or have an athletic quarterback who can run
yep.
and get things done either throwing it on the move or running into the end zone. So those are all the elements, you know, to have it all come together. I like, in general, the idea that of the coordinators that maybe this team could have gotten, I would put him on the short list of guys that I was hopeful that they could get. But the test will be the talent with which his thinking, his philosophy, his strategy is married to. And we don't know that yet. Those numbers tell a story about the past, about where he's
sure.
been and what he's worked with. None of those players is going to be in a Cleveland Browns uniform probably for the most part, maybe one or two here and there that'll be brought in. But to talk about the totality of the line, which I think is going to need a whole remake for the most part, a pretty good remake to fit a zone blocking scheme. I'd love to see how this receiving core is built out. There's some key holes there. We know
yes.
about that. And I'd really love to see how the offensive backfield comes together to fit this. Do they have those one-cut guys on the roster? Do they have to go find them? We'll see.
Well, I think you can draft them, and there are plenty of them coming out in this year's draft. I think when you look at Kyle Shanahan and his body of work, we talked about 3 seasons in the top 5 in terms of total yards per game, 382, 383, 383, so pretty consistent there. 3 seasons in top 3 in yards per play, 6, 5.9, and 6.2. And the good thing is, 2 of those were in Houston, and 1 was with RG3, so different types of offenses completely, still great success. 3 times he's had his quarterback in the top 5 in terms of pass yards per attempt, which I think is a great metric of efficiency. When you talk about this team and you talk about Kyle Shanahan and you bring up the point about the personnel issues, the good thing is he's never played or coordinated an offense with great personnel.
Right.
Ever. He's never coordinated a team that's had more than even one competent receiver. The best number two receiver he's ever had was either Kevin Walter his first year in Houston, who's not very good, or Santana Moss at basically the tail end of his career in Washington. He knows how to use a tight end. The Browns have that. The two things that have been the consistent keys to his offense, a dominant number one receiver and the tight end position, the Browns at least have that.
Right.
And he's
right.
had success without, I mean, other than the season RG3 had in 2012, Matt Schaub was very good in 2009, threw, as I said, for almost 4,800 yards. That was the best season of his career, by the way, with Kyle Shanahan. It's not like he's had unbelievable personnel. This isn't an Indianapolis Colts situation where, or Denver Broncos where he's had the greatest personnel. But there are a lot of things to like. I do want to see him. If I went through one of these things, the number one thing to me that I'd want him to be focused on and working on are his red zone packages. That's the one area yep. where he was not as good relative to the National Football League as he was everywhere else in every other category I looked at. So that's what we want to see him work on. And we're going to talk with Jim Donovan, who's coming up next, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, about Kyle Shanahan. And we have a lot more to get into. And we'll talk a little about quarterbacks for him, wide receivers with him, tight ends, running backs, etc. here as we continue on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.